Move into our RDA role. And then I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda for this sub-meeting.
I'll move that we approve the agenda.
Okay, motion by Craig.
I'll second.
Second by Joni, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries. Alan, give us background on this. I assume it's similar.
RDAs can be kind of confusing, especially since the state changes the acronym about every 5 to 10 years. And there's sub-acronyms within here. You see like CDA, URA, other things. They're all portions or types of RDAs, which is now known as a CRA. But until that passes, or until we move to that point, you still function as the redevelopment agency. What these funds are certain areas, after a lengthy study and approval process, they're economic development type areas. And what they are is they're called tax increment financing, and they're related to property taxes. So as we meet with the school district and with the county and us as the city, we discuss and we come up with a plan, and it's a lengthy process to approve this plan. And it's based off of the idea that a property, let's say it's an agricultural field or an area of blight in the city, kind of two completely separate things. But those two areas, if a development comes in on those properties, it's incentivized, it comes in, the increment or the change in tax value, a portion of that, depending on how the agreement is set up, comes back to the city. And those incentives are supposed to be used for specific items that help with development in the future. They help put in roads, they help put in portions of that, they help incentivize the business to come in and be successful, especially with the initial capital process of building. And so that's what these funds are in a nutshell. We get a certain portion for certain properties that have been developed that fall into these categories. And then they're used for improvements. So one example of where these funds have gone in the last year, and they're down here, and that's why there's a change in the budget, because it kind of ran over into this year instead of being fully completed in last year, was the installation of the traffic light on 200 East, Wolfpack Way, and 2500 North, the very needed traffic light in that area, a safety concern. But within the RDA, when we set these things up, one of the things that was supposed to happen with those funds was the implementation and the installation of Wolfpack Way, along with all of the different intersections throughout there. And so this luckily fell into that category. So we were able to use those RDA monies that were saved up over time to put in that traffic light.
Okay,
and
great.
So that's one of the major changes in here, and the only other changes are the administrative allocation.
Okay, any discussion before we open it up for a public hearing? Okay, with that, we will open the public hearing for public input on a proposed revision to the RDA 2022 budget. If anyone has any comments, the previous instructions that I read apply.
Hi, Dave Flandreau, resident here in North Logan. I'm trying to get my arms around all this process and understanding budgets and so forth. The question I have is perhaps more fundamental, and that is with the water situation that we are currently experiencing and have been, are any of these RDA funds and the way the money is being allocated to anticipate some future development needs to handle either more or less water concerns for our budget? It seems to me we're going to have less water, and as a result, we would probably need to be utilizing some funding for storage and other things which many of the developments are depending on, but we haven't received yet. So just a question I have.
Thanks, Mr. Flandreau. All right, seeing no other comments, I will close the public hearing and open up for discussion amongst the council. Alan, I mean, can you address that? I know that we are discussing water funding. It's on the forefront right now, but...
Extremely good question right there. And it's very valid because a lot of these funds, when Wolfpack Way went in, they were used to put in a lot of the water lines. Not only that, but also upsize the water lines to increase or provide the flow to several areas in a commercial sector. And so when you have a commercial sector, your pipes aren't just 8 inches throughout that area. They're usually like a 10, a 12, and you have a larger pipe size to handle the flows throughout that area. One of the shortfalls, though, and it doesn't have the foresight that Mr. Flandreau brought up, is that it can't be used for things like storage or the actual source funding to get us water, which is really what we're in dire need of right now. However, it can be used to increase the size or the flow or the capacity within the specific area that's outlined within the RDA for that specific area and time. These things only last about 10 or 15 years, and then we have to renew or come up with a new area, which is what we're trying to do right now. But very good question. Seems logical. Unfortunately, a portion of it can't be used for that.
Okay.
It's very specific what we can and can't use these funds for.
Okay. Any other discussion from the council?
I move that we approve the resolution to adopt the proposed changes to the fiscal year 2022 RDA budget.
Okay, motion by Buzzy.
Second.
Second by Roger. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion carries. So now we will close. Do we need to motion to close the RDA?
Yes, close and then move into regular sessions.
We have to move two motions?
Gosh.
I think it's all one.
Okay. So can I get a combo motion?
I'll move that we close our session as the RDA and move back into our normal city council.
All right.
Second.
Motion by Craig, second by Buzzy. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries.